Lady, shut up!
Oh, put your headphones in. We starting this shit.
What the fuck? Where's the alcohol?
Ting! Welcome back to the podcast. Welcome back to episode 17. And my dog is just being so annoying right now that I cannot even deal, because my fuse right now is like very short.
Okay, hold on 1 second. You gotta get...
Lady, you gotta... get your life! She just toppled over.
She just wants to be a part of the crowd.
Lady, we get it. You're like freaking a big marketing feature on our social media accounts, but that's all we need you for.
Now she's just like, I guess I'll lay on the floor.
I guess I'll lay here now.
Okay.
I know. Oh, God, this has been such a long week.
It's really been a long, long week.
You guys are feeling it, too. You know, just comment down below, like, tell us how you're feeling, because I am just so tired.
And, yeah, and it's Mother's Day, too.
So I feel like... happy Mother's Day to all the mothers out there.
Is our camera on a tilt?
It is.
Whatever.
You know what, you're just going to have to watch the podcast with, you know, a little kink in your neck. Most likely you're not going to get it on time anyway, because I can't.
I can't even.
It's so hard to put up these podcasts on YouTube. YouTube, get your life.
It's so hard to do these in general with our lives, too.
It is.
But we do it for you.
Yeah, we enjoy doing it. Mm-hmm. It's just a nice little, you know, saying that we do every week. This week, we'll be doing two.
Oh, yeah, you might see us in the same outfit looking
because
like...
Because life's getting in the way next weekend, so... We're planning ahead, because that's what adults do.
Mm-hmm. We try not to do it too often, but no. I feel like this upcoming summer we're going to have times where we're just going to have to do it.
I feel like, I was like thinking like summer, like we were in college or like school again, but summer is not the same when you're an adult. It's like, you go to work like you usually do, and it's hot outside. Mm-hmm. Like, that's the extent of it.
You're like, oh.
And then on the weekend, the pool's open, and you maybe can have some barbecue. But, you know, life's still the same.
What do you eat as a barbecue vegetarian?
There's options, like fake meat options. Like, they have burgers and hot dogs and stuff like that. And then, of course, you know, grilled veggies. You like grilled veggies?
Yes, grilled veggies are the bomb.
They are really good.
Mm-hmm.
I gotta buy me a grill, though. I'm gonna buy me a grill. Ooh. And I'm gonna take it home with me.
Okay. You wanna get in some current?
Get me some current. Because I have no idea, honestly, what's going on in the world. Because I'm just...
Same.
Work, work, work.
Hopefully this will help y'all.
You know that Rihanna song?
Or that...
Work, 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 work.
Or Fifth Harmony. Work, work, work.
Yeah, but they're working from home. You don't gotta go to work, work, work. Like, how ironic is that, that they both came out with almost, like, the same exact song?
But Rihanna's is, like, a million times better.
Yeah, because Fifth Harmony is garbage.
Garbage. Yes, I agree.
Because, you know, Fifth Harmony, not trying to throw, like, too much shade, but, like, they got that one girl that they just know that it's just she's gonna break out of the group. It's going to be like a Zayn, One Direction type of situation, and she's going to make her own career. But One Direction's a little different because they had two people that could do that. Harry Styles and Zayn were the two front runners that I could honestly see that were going to have a solo career.
Yeah.
The other ones, not so much.
Yeah.
And the Fifth Harmony, the only one that you know of is that whatever Camila, whatever her name is anyway, that's dating Shawn Mendes.
Mm-hmm. I was telling Josh because he listened. He had some Fifth Harmony on in his car.
Oh.
And I was like, this is the group that one of them is going to break out and be like, I need to go solo because I just need to do my own thing. Yeah. And the rest are just going to die.
You guys are just weighing me down.
But then...
it's like a pussycat doll situation.
Yeah. Oh, my God. Fifth Harmony is going to die. But Pussycat Dolls, I was watching a Shane Dawson video. Did you know that Nicole...
She did everything.
She was the only singer. Sorry, she was the only singer.
I know, isn't that crazy?
Isn't that... I did not
even know that. It says it on the back of the CD.
Crazy.
Yeah, CDs. Talk about throwback.
I only buy CDs still. I've never have I ever.
Yeah, but you also don't even know how to use Twitter, so...
I could never picture myself sitting on Twitter for a long time, but then I was like, oh, everyone still uses Facebook. Went to the movies last night, some old man was on Facebook, and I just, like, was like, oh.
Facebook's, like, the old person's version of Tumblr.
Yeah.
Because you just Tumblr, repost things, and then you favorite things, and you like them. You give them those little emotions. I loved it. I liked it. Oh, my God, it's so sad. And no one actually, except for a couple people I know, actually write statuses.
Yeah. I think I like about Instagram and Facebook is you can share your own, like, picture. Like, the way you can post pictures and have albums.
Yeah, Facebook, in my opinion, is honestly just a photo album to me online.
Yeah.
And, I mean, I don't know, you can kind of keep up. Yeah, with people. I mean, yeah, I guess that's the word that I wanted to use but didn't want to use.
Everybody does it. Everybody does it. Especially in college. I feel like we stalk people all the time.
Yeah, but when we were in college, people were actually using Facebook because they'd be like, oh, yeah, add me on Facebook. And then it was like the last year before we graduated and people kind of like switched over and like, oh, yeah, follow me on Instagram.
It's so weird.
It's like Facebook.
So have people...
MySpace.
So have some people like completely deleted their Facebook and just are on Twitter and Instagram?
Yeah, some people. I know, like, Brittany. Shout out to Brittany. she doesn't use Facebook, really.
Has she ever had it? Or she had one?
She has one. It might be deleted now, but she, like, gets on these trends where she, like, has it, and then she deletes it.
Just
to have for, like, work purposes.
Oh, okay.
And she just uses, like, Instagram. She doesn't have Twitter.
Hmm. Yeah. Oh, also events on Facebook, too. I guess that's what we use it for, right?
Yeah. It's nice to organize things.
Does Twitter have events where you can plan that?
No. Twitter is more like a celebrity type thing. Okay. Or like promotional stuff.
Okay, let's get in. I only have a couple since we have to split this week into two. Mm-hmm. So, there's a girl who everyone's trying to hit their viral thing, trying to do something viral on YouTube, Facebook, whatever. So this girl, she's a Chinese girl, and she was trying to recreate how to eat corn in 10 seconds and decided... I
saw this.
Did you see it? I didn't watch it because I
saw it this morning.
Oh my gosh, if you've not seen it, let me know.
It was disgusting.
And her hair gets caught in it.
Okay, so like the video, I don't know if it's real because it was a lot that happened. So she's got this drill and she put the corn on the cob on the drill.
Oh my God.
And so then she like starts, her hair's down, obviously. It's not up or anything, which was mistake number one.
Mistake.
What are you doing?
The fact that you're trying to make it viral with corn on the cob on a drill is mistake number one.
That was two.
Okay.
But, so she puts it on this drill. The drill starts going. Her hair gets caught. I don't think she notices at this point. But, because she's just so distracted by, like, what's coming at her right now with the corn on the cob.
Oh, my God.
So then her hair gets caught and it rips a whole chunk. Whole chunk. Like, it's, I'm telling you,
is it
like,
bleeding?
5 inches of hair scalped. Done.
Oh.
It's not bleeding though.
Cause
it's
just
skin.
It shows a video of her at the doctor. Ooh, I got something on it. But I don't know, I guess
it's disgusting.
Yeah, this is she just has a raw bald spot on the top of her head. So I guess she achieved her goal.
How would you even like try to like how would you explain that to people?
I would just say like I got in a
follow
fist
me
fight.
On Instagram at
yeah. I would just say I got in a girl fight and some girl yanked my hair.
That was intense, though. Like, no, that does not happen in girl fights.
Did you ever have girl fights at your school?
I saw multiple. Oh, yes. Do you know where I went to school?
Did you ever get in one?
No.
Oh, neither did I. I was way too scared.
But middle school, like, it was like an everyday event.
Yeah.
And then high school, everyday event. Until I moved to my last high school, and it was like, it didn't happen all the time. So when fights did happen,
yes.
It was a freaking event of the century. People were like, give me some popcorn.
Yeah.
Like, they were just like... Hey, I heard so-and-so was going to beat so-and-so up in the cafeteria. Like, it was planned.
Yep.
And then they had a whole audience. Like, it was crazy.
I remember two girls, it was, like, talked about, like, that whole morning before lunch. And then everyone was, like, had their lunch. And they were literally in the middle of the cafeteria. And they just started yapping at each other. And they were just, like, and, like, started pulling hair. And, oh, I was like, I could never. I would just be, like, it would be the worst day of my life if some girl wanted to
I would have been...
I'd been down in a second.
You're like, well, dang, I came all the way down here to watch this.
She's down already.
Garbage.
All right, one other current event. This is the last one. Justin Timberlake dropped a new song after 3 years of hearing nothing for his new film that's supposed to be dropping from DreamWorks called Trolls. And the song is called Can't Stop the Feeling.
Yes. And as you're reading that, I'm just shaking my head because, oh my God. So, for my job, I drive around a lot, so I listen to a lot of the radio. You would have thought that he came out with the greatest song ever to ever hit the radio stream.
Yeah.
It was ridiculous. Ryan Seacrest was like, oh yeah, this new single that Justin Timberlake just dropped for blah, blah, blah. And then they even got him on the phone. This song like, is not good. It's not a good song. It's a Disney song.
Yeah, they're trying to say it's the new Happy. No. Like, and it's not. It's not as catchy as Happy is, but...
It's just Justin Timberlake.
Yeah.
If they would have slapped anyone else's face on that, no one even cared about that stupid song.
I was just... Okay, he's married to Jessica Biel. Can you remember the last movie Jessica Biel was in?
Valentine's Day.
Before that, though. I can think of one.
She was in some,
Texas Chainsaw Massacre, but that was forever ago.
Was that the one with the Trey Songz in it?
No, he was in a different one.
Yeah, they made another Texas Chainsaw Massacre
with him. That one's shit. Did you see that one?
The one with Trey Songz in it?
Yeah.
Yeah, because Trey Songz is in it.
And you like it?
No, I just went to go see because Trey Songz is in it.
He dies in a bar or something, doesn't he?
Yeah. Him and his, and like the girlfriend of the other guy, like got it on, and it was like crazy.
Yeah.
You're like, what?
I was just thinking, I was like, how the hell are they paying for anything?
Justin Timberlake and Jessica Biel?
I guess you get a lot of money for one movie,
you guess,
right?
I don't know, honestly. Justin Timberlake, what is he? He's done something. He does stuff with MySpace. I don't know how that correlates
with MySpace? How's he making money off that?
MySpace is like the new, like, they're trying to make it into a music streaming thing. They're like recreating it, which is stupid.
MySpace,
at this point, like if you're doing music streaming stuff, it's like Spotify, iTunes, and Tidal. And Tidal, they piss me off. I can't even deal with them.
Why?
Because they like dropped Beyonce's CD. No one ever wanted Tidal until this CD came out, and everyone was like, "Oh my God, I gotta get it because Beyonce dropped the CD and she's not gonna put it anywhere else." You guys are freaking stupid. Are you kidding? She's gonna do whatever she wants to put it out in front of you. She's just gonna promote this live streaming thing that her husband runs, and then the next day they put it on iTunes.
So
then all these people got Tidal, and she put it on other ones the next day.
How would you feel if you were Jay-Z? Knowing that she's going to put that CD out, basically calling you out. Like, I would be like, are you really going to put that out?
Whatever, he got so many subscriptions after he
really?
Put that. Yes.
So I wonder if it was, like, planned.
Oh, yeah.
I don't know. I
and now
never.
He's about to put out a CD that's about to go head-to-head with her CD.
Who's going to do better?
Who do you think? Jay-Z, irrelevant.
I bet you, like, some girls are, like, not fans of him anymore because of that. You think?
They're still together. Like, I don't understand.
I don't know.
They do a great job with publicity, let me tell you. It's like the whole, like, Miley Cyrus thing where people are like, she's going crazy. You know how much, like, she sold in records? Millions.
Yeah. She was already... I don't know what it is about her that...
That's what you gotta do. It's all about the scandal. People buy into the scandal.
They really do.
That's what we're gonna have to do on this podcast. We're gonna have to go
like a
some scandal.
Slip on the podcast.
I
guess it's
to
me.
Get to 100 subscribers. We'll get the pizza delivery guy in here. And Amanda will go, what? Viral.
Yeah, we'll do it. We'll do it.
For you guys. For the views.
Okay.
Not for the views, for the people.
For the people. So, we're going to give you quality content today because we are doing the newlywed game / best friend guess-a-roo.
The Newlywed Best Friends game.
If you've ever seen the Newlyweds game on Game Show Network, my favorite network.
Are they even still alive?
I don't know. I don't have it anymore. I used to have it in college, and it was freaking awesome. But basically, we're going to answer questions, the same questions, but we're going to answer for the other person. So I'm going to say, Megan, what's my favorite color? And I'm going to answer for Megan. She's going to answer for me, and we're going to see how close we can get, how well we know each other. And it's going to help you guys, you look like you're dead, how well you know us. Or how get you guys to know us a little bit better. And it's just something fun.
Sharpie's ready.
To do. So first one up is our favorite color. So
this is so hard.
You are going to guess mine, I'm going to guess yours.
Your favorite
We're going to see how close we can get. Okay. We're doing this off the cuff, guys.
No fancy colors, right? Just like generic.
Yeah, just like the rainbow. All
right.
Okay, you want to go? Oh. Okay.
We could do that.
Okay. All right. Ready? Okay. I'm going to say yours is purple.
Purple? That was a no! When have you ever even seen me wear purple?
I don't know. I just.
It's the closest color to pink. Absolutely not.
Okay.
What is it? I picked blue for you.
No. Oh. Although I have worn blue a lot. What is yours?
Like, if we're going off colors that I just like to wear, I wear black. Like, I just like the color black.
Okay, well, what's your favorite? Oh, you just, like, that's yours?
Yeah.
Okay. Okay. Mine's orange.
That was my second guess.
Okay. You're closer. All right. Favorite season?
Alright, ready?
Hold on. I don't know. Okay, you just go.
I picked fall for you.
Okay, I picked fall for you.
Yep, I like fall.
Mine's summer.
Really?
Yeah.
The girl that, like, fries in the sun likes the summertime?
I guess fall would be a very close second, so.
I love fall.
It's the prettiest.
And it just feels so nice. You haven't gotten to experience the North Carolina fall.
Mm-mm.
It's really nice. Like, what we experienced yesterday, like the 60 degrees. Mm-hmm.
That's
breeze.
Perfect. Okay, yeah. Maybe I will, like, fall down here. Because I love the...
Because fall up north is not fall. It's like you get 2 weeks of, like, mm-hmm. kind of okay weather, and then you're like, boop.
And the clothes.
Yeah.
Scarfs and whatever.
Yeah, it's a little different.
Mm-mm-mm.
Next.
Okay, this one should be fairly easy. We're going to say how long it takes for the other person to get ready.
Okay.
Wait, are we saying this just for every...
Everyday occurrence.
Everyday occurrence, okay.
Alright, I got you as 10 minutes.
Wait, is this including shower?
Yeah.
10 minutes! Oh my god. No! It took a little bit longer than that.
20.
I would say 20.
Okay.
An hour.
That's including shower.
I will. Wait, let me change this. Hour and a half.
Yeah.
Okay. That was cool. Okay. 3 items the person always has with them.
Has with you.
Let's not include phone. Because that's a given.
You can get these nice sound effects in the background.
You can hear, like, the scratching and everything.
Yeah.
I can't think of...
3 things?
Let's just give ourselves some time here.
I'm just, like, spitballing. Okay.
Hold on. I'm not ready. You just tell us a story.
So, once upon a time, there's these 2 girls. Strangers, if you would. They lived down the hall from one another, and little did they know that one day they would become the best of friends. It's like a trailer to our life.
I can just see, like, slow-mo shots of us walking down
the
hallway.
Like, turning around and, like, passing by each other, like, not even knowing what was about to partake.
Okay,
and then one summer, dun, dun, dun. Coming to you this summer, 2016.
I guarantee you some people would see that.
Not So Sober Thoughts.
Oh
the
my
movie.
God. Let's make a trailer. Okay.
All right.
Mine's awful, so let's just go.
I mean, mine sucks too. So for yours, I said mini flask, which you always have that with you usually. Purse and iPod.
Yeah.
Because you're the only person I know that still has a freaking iPod.
Oh my god, I know Josh said that too. And yesterday I got the new Goo Goo Doll CD, and I was so excited, and I had to, like, put my shitty, like, it's the worst iPod. It's cracked everywhere, and I still use it. It's 8 gig.
If you guys hear us screaming, we live right next to a playground,
yeah, we're
so
not
no
killing
one's dying.
And, yeah, it was awful. Okay, I said lipstick, powder, I don't know, and a power bar. You always have, like, power bars.
I do always have, like, a granola bar. Lipstick, depends on what day it is.
Or, like, lip gloss or
chapstick. I'm going to say a lot of yours wasn't right.
Okay. Well, tried. I was listening to that great story in the background.
That nice trailer you're imagining of this epic movie that's coming out in 2016. The summer of 2016.
Okay. this is something the other person's bad at. I'm going to say at least two things the other person's bad at, because we're fairly bad at a lot of things.
Okay. Wait, was that just, did you just throw shade at us?
No!
Oh, okay. Well, that's not how I interpret it. Things we're bad at.
Oh my god, I'm surprised you're, like, pausing. I would be like, I got a whole list for you if you're writing it for me.
Things you're bad at. Okay. When we do this, we can't get offended.
I was nice.
Oh, well, I was too.
Okay.
Depends how you take it.
Okay, go ahead.
Mine for you was staying on topic and cooking.
Oh, yeah, that's true. I said singing and reading, like, sheet music.
Oh, I don't even know how to do that.
Yeah, well, didn't you say, or, like, that music class we took.
Oh, yeah, that was the hardest class I ever took in my life. I think that was harder than, calculus.
Oh, my God. I sat back in that class, and I was, like, taking a nap, and I'd be like, oh, I'm good.
I'm like, oh, my God, did you get the notes for chapter 5? I was like, dude, I slept through that whole thing.
Oh my gosh.
I think I'm gonna fail. And you're like, dude, this is like fifth grade music class.
It was. Like, maybe a half a step.
I never took music ever in my life, so it was just like, alright, you're 20 something years old. This is all new to you. It's like you're taking a language and everyone else already knows how to do it.
Yeah, for real. Like, it would be like, give us the definition of rhythm. Megan would be like,
I got it.
Okay. Celeb crush.
Your celeb crush.
What is your crush?
I know. That's what I ask myself every day.
Yours changes a lot, so. Are we doing more than one? Because I see you writing a lot.
No, I'm just doing one. I forgot his actual name. I know where he's from, though. Dun. I know where he's been.
Okay, let's go.
Alright, I got the Goo Goo Dolls lead singer, Johnny Resnick. Oh my god. It came to me as I said it.
Married me. Trey Songz.
I mean, yeah, he's okay, but he's not my number one.
What's your number one?
I don't really know.
But he's How not. Am I supposed to know if you don't know?
I don't know my number one.
Okay. I think we should do, like, one round and then do another round, because we're going pretty quick.
Well, yeah. What's our time up there?
22:20-something.
Oh, okay.
Okay, so we'll do maybe another round of these. Dream job for the other person. Sorry, I just, like, totally knocked my snot in there.
Wow, we got a lot of writing on Amanda's side.
Okay.
I got radio broadcaster.
For mm-hmm. you. I would say that or like actress or singer, you know.
You know what all that stuff.
YouTube/something very creative.
Yeah, that'd be me.
Okay, yeah. Last one before we take a pause. The favorite body part of other part, like, of themselves.
So what my favorite body part is on me?
Yeah. Like, what you'd say for me, and I'd say for you. Like, what we think.
I already know what yours is.
You'd be wrong.
No. I'm not. Because I'll tell them why after.
I'm just gonna say your face.
No.
Or ass.
If I had to pick my favorite body part, it'd probably be my eyes. I like my eyes.
That's included.
No, I don't like my face. Because I don't have eyebrows. I have to do too much to this face every day for it to look like an actual person.
Okay. Eyes.
For you, I pick boobs. And the reason why I pick boobs, is it a valid answer?
It's, yeah, I guess.
Because every time we go shopping, and we're about to go out that night, Amanda goes, I gotta find me a good boob shirt. I just gotta really accentuate my boobs.
That's all okay, I have decent hair and eyes and boobs. That's it.
You sound Let's like me. You can't shave my hair. That's all I have.
Okay, we're going to take a quick break, and we'll be right back with y'all with some more
stuff.
Okay.
We back.
I guess we'll just draw on the back of those.
Show.
I'll have to just find some. I can do that.
Do we even need to really sit here and write it down?
I guess if we have to think about it. We'll just use them in case.
Thinking.
In case we need it. We don't have to, though. Let's see. Okay. If you're just tuning in, what are you doing the last half hour with this on?
Get your life.
We are basically doing the Newlywed Game, but best friend version. Okay, so let's see. This one's like different. Let's see.
Different. I'm different. Yeah, I'm different.
Favorite song.
Pulled up. Favorite song currently?
Sure, we'll do that.
This is hard.
We're learning. Whoa. We're learning. I know you
How
said.
About like favorite singer?
Favorite singer.
The current moment.
That's so easy for you. For you to say for me.
Yeah, so favorite singer at this current moment. Mine for you would be Goo Goo Dolls.
Given. Always and forever.
Yeah.
Yours would probably be like maybe Rihanna?
Nope.
Is it that guy?
Yep.
Let me guess again.
You're not gonna get it. My music's so off the wall.
Is it a YouTuber or is it like a
he is
Troye Sivan?
Close. He's a Viner originally.
Oh,
and his
I
name is Shawn Mendes.
Oh, I would know. I didn't know he was a Viner. Okay. Mm-hmm. Okay. Which genre of music would this person or genre of movie would this person go to out of these three? Comedy, horror, or chick flick?
Okay. Horror for you.
Definitely. I would say chick flick for you.
Mm.
Or comedy.
I would do comedy.
Okay.
Chick flick is like, I have to be in this mood where like, I just really just want to cry.
Yeah, you really do. Because I feel like, yeah, that's the one you want to go to by yourself and just be like, okay.
Yeah, and then you're like, okay, so who died in this one? All right, you know, like, the parents died? Yeah, I'm going to cry really hard. About to just really prepare myself with the tissues and grab Lady and just cuddle.
God. Okay. What is something weird the other person eats?
Are we talking about you? Because we could just make a whole list.
Just pick one.
I'll pick one.
Oh, wait, let me think for you. I don't know.
Corn and ketchup. That is one of the weirdest things. Not just like as two separate items. It's corn and she puts ketchup on the corn.
What's another one that you could think of?
You put hot sauce on everything. You soil majority of your food. And it's not even like a good quality hot sauce. Like, it's
Texas
just like...
Texas Pete, are you kidding me?
It's like a generic, like, hot sauce you would just put on chicken wings. Like, we eat Thai food. I'm like, oh, I have some sriracha. Oh, no. Let me just get the Texas Pete. Soiled! Ruined!
I guess for you would be like, I don't know. You don't eat anything weird.
A lot of people tell me one thing I do eat that is weird. Well, one of them is that if I eat cereal, I don't put milk on it.
No, oh, that is weird. I used to do that, I guess.
The other one is I make granola, but I make it hot.
Oh, that is a little bit weird. One weird thing you don't do is she doesn't eat ketchup. Yeah. Who doesn't freaking eat ketchup?
I don't like ketchup. Like, if I eat ketchup, something's wrong with the dish because I needed something there.
I needed She doesn't something. Have ketchup in her house. I had to buy ketchup for when I come over.
Yeah.
Like, the you're not even on French bottle. Fries?
I use ranch.
Oh.
Midwestern. It just, that's the one thing I got from the Midwest was the ranch
You
thing.
Mix your ketchup and ranch. Didn't you? Wait, when did you, what did you do?
I did that for one of the things that you ate. I said, I think you'll like this because they make this sauce at this place I used to eat at, and it's ketchup and ranch, and you love ketchup.
All right, moving on.
I was helping a sister out.
Okay, describe the other person in one word.
This is so hard. Right.
Give us a second. This is hard.
This is a lot. There's a lot of pressure on this one word because you have to describe them in one word. That's crazy.
I guess.
How about a phrase?
Sure. I'm going to try and keep to one word because my brain can't handle a phrase right now.
Would happy go lucky? That would be you.
That's pretty good.
Yeah. Or you always, like, see the brighter side of things. You're like, well, it's okay, because blah, blah. And then you, like, laugh afterwards.
Yeah.
So happy-go-lucky definitely would be for you.
Josh always says that's justifying. You're justifying that purchase. You're justifying why you do that. I'm trying to think. I don't know why I'm... personable, outgoing, generous. Like all those. I don't know. Generous is what it comes to my mind when I think, but I don't know why.
Me neither.
She's just like, Megan's one of those people that if you're like ever going through a rough time, like you can always call her. And she's like, has like the best advice. We're like, aww. You know what I mean? I've told you that before.
Yeah.
I know I'm telling the podcast. Okay. The other person's favorite animal. God, why is this so, I feel like it's so easy for you. I'm going to say dog for you.
I said horse for you. I don't know why I said horse. Cat. It's a cat. I was like, what? You had horses as a kid.
Yeah.
That's what it was. It was definitely
fun
a cat.
Fun fact. I had a pony.
Yeah, I like dogs.
favorite pet.
Basic AF.
Oh, here's a good one. If your house... Can't say lady for this. If your house is burning down, one object to grab. Lady's already in your arms.
You
can't say phone.
We can't say phone. It'd probably be that expensive ass computer that's sitting on that desk over there.
You're saying this for me.
Oh.
That computer on your desk.
I got confused because you told me I can't say lady.
Wouldn't you grab pictures of your mom?
I have them at my grandma's house.
Oh, okay.
For you?
Yeah.
Something that you would grab. All your Goo Goo Doll CDs.
They're scattered everywhere. I go down with the apartment. Like,
so you should definitely take all your CDs and put them in a box.
Yes.
And it's just in case the house burns down, you have them in a box.
Yeah, I think that'd be pretty accurate. Because that stuff means a lot. I can't, because I really don't have anything that's like I can't replace. So.
Yeah.
Like, I don't have an animal yet.
You know, like, everything's that.
Whoa, ladies.
Lady.
She spotted the
she
kids.
She said, yeah, you better come back in the house and freaking get me. That's one of my biggest fears.
Oh, I was just, oh my god, that's weird.
What?
I just read, and I was gonna say, what's the other person's biggest fear?
One of my biggest fears is my house burning down and my dog stuck in here.
Without you being here?
Yeah. Like, oh. How miserable would that be?
You know that there's nothing you could do.
Yeah, but my biggest fear, you'd have to guess. That's not your biggest.
Okay, your biggest fear is, I'm going to say, like...
I know yours. Yours is spiders.
Yeah. Yours is, like, probably something way more complicated than that. Like, not remembering. You're, like, losing memory.
I don't have a lot of memories.
I don't know. I feel like you're a lot more, like, I'm like, spiders. And you're like...
My biggest fear is waking up and that I'm buried alive in a box.
Oh, okay.
How terrifying. Yeah. Or sharks. I really just don't like sharks.
Sharks. You couldn't go in a pit. You couldn't go in a pit of sharks, but you could go in a pit of spiders?
Yeah.
Oh my god, I can't.
Oh. Like, sharks... They eat people.
I could go in a pit of sharks. Because people have been around sharks, and I guess people have been around spiders.
Like, I went to an aquarium one time, and they had this, like, giant wall of, like, an aquarium. Like, it was, like, all glass, but you could see inside, and they had sharks in there, and it felt like you were in the damn tank. And it was terrifying.
They're gonna eat us.
That, and I really just don't like birds. Birds. Yeah. Something about birds. They just can't trust them. Mm-mm. They fly. And they got claws, and they got beaks, and they
can't be trusted.
They can kill us all.
All right, so just listeners at home, get that down. Okay.
They're like all these like serial killers that listen to us. They're like, this is how we're gonna really torture them.
Oh, please
that
don't.
Would be horrible.
What? Okay. Here we go. If your best friend were deserted on an island, what three things could she not live without? Oh my god, I don't know.
Three things you couldn't live without. Alcohol would be number one.
For me?
Yep.
Yeah.
Oh, yeah. She's gonna have to get drunk during this excursion. Mm-hmm.
So I'd be like the one person that gets there and freaks out, like, where's the drinks?
You're gonna need your contacts.
You
or
too.
Your glasses.
Yeah, you too.
And... Do you care if you smell? Okay, we're talking
for people the audio. I just gave her the eye roll.
Sheer nickname in high school was Dirt Kid, so that gives you a little insight that Megan, that man doesn't care that she smells. Yes. We can bring your iPod. Give you something to do.
Sure, why not?
Yeah, just bring the iPod. Nothing like survival needed. No shovels, no knives.
Why couldn't we bring another person? Is that an option?
Who are you gonna bring? Josh?
I say, like, bring a dude so they can build a boat.
Oh, so you'd bring Josh?
No, but someone's gotta have sex on the island.
Someone has to reproduce on the island. I didn't know it was deserted.
Wait, we need food. Taco Bell. Endless supply of Taco Bell.
I need my own franchise of Taco Bell.
There's just a Taco Bell.
And then I'm gonna need men workers, so we need to reproduce on the island, and we have plenty of tacos. Where we're getting the taco supplies, no one really knows. It just keeps showing up. I think we have a genie in the back. I don't know.
We need, like, a club, too. So, somewhere we can, like...
so we made a city on the island. It was a miracle. By city, we made a little piece of, like, a college town. Taco Bell and a club. And we got the iPod.
It sounds like Mount Pleasant.
It does.
But just my music.
Yeah. And plenty of men employees at Taco Bell.
Oh, my God.
So it's just...
There we go.
At night, Amanda's just dancing in the club with all the Taco Bell employees. And then once 1 o'clock hits, she said, get back to work. You gotta make me tacos. I'm hungry.
I'd be so fat.
Coming soon to a theater near you. July 2016.
Oh my God. I'm trying to think what you would bring. We already got everything. You would bring lady. You would bring your contacts. And you would bring hair product.
I'd probably bring something for my eyebrows.
Scratch that eyebrow product.
I might be the only one on the island, but I'm gonna look damn good being the only one on the island.
So even when I'm dancing with the Taco Bell worker, it's gonna be like, who's the girl with the eyebrows?
With that one girl over there. She smells a little bit. She got some nice eyebrows.
Oh my God. Okay.
Lady.
These are...
Are you gonna give us two more, and then we're gonna cut this.
Okay. Let's think. Okay.
Make it two really good
What
ones.
Do you admire about your best friend?
Oh. Ouch.
Oh.
My heart. What I admire about you. That you do always see the brighter side of things.
Oh.
My heart.
I'm trying to be careful with my words.
That you're a bitch, but you don't mean to be, no. But you get shit done.
I feel like you always are very, like, you listen to anybody, and you're, like, obviously, Megan was the one that brought us all together, so she's really good at making friends and, like, listening to people and putting others before herself.
Thanks, girl.
It's a good quality.
It is. I wish I had a word for it. It wasn't like a whole phrase.
Okay, that's good, right?
Yeah.
Okay.
Cool. Pretty sure we're supposed to answer it for each other.
Yeah, I know.
But it's cool.
We did, kind of, right? Oh, yeah. We're supposed to say it.
Yeah, we didn't, but it was a nice compliment.
This one's worded the other way, though. It's really weird. Oh. Like, we kind of switched it up. Sorry, guys. So this one's, yeah, whatever. This is going to be the last one.
The last question.
What favorite memory do you share with the other person? So I'll say...
We share a lot of them, but we don't remember a lot of them.
Yeah.
Considering
Let's think of one.
College.
Let's think of one.
So I have to think of a favorite memory that I share with you. And every freaking podcast. You nasty.
So gross. Wait, hold
on here. Amanda, why?
Not so sober though. Okay, favorite memory. Got it.
Got it. Working on it. Don't got it.
This is probably not my favorite, but it's just the one that's coming to my mind.
Mm-hmm.
This is definitely not the favorite. We're just going off. Let's just say, like, a memory that we can
A memory?
Recall.
Okay.
The time I got way too drunk at a party freshman year and was laying in the snow on the curb. And the only person that came out and saved me was Megan and dragged me and this other girl.
Yeah, I found another girl dying in the snow, too.
And got us home.
I did.
The only friend. Everyone else was just like, oh, Amanda left.
Oh, the one memory I have, it's not obviously not the best one because this one's so freaking funny. So, for some reason, me and my friend Rachel didn't go out this night, but we lived right down the street from an area of the campus that partied a lot. And this was sophomore year of college. Lauren and Amanda had been going throat to throat for quite some time at this point.
Oh, like mean, right?
Yeah.
Not making out. No, she minds out the gutter.
But they just, something was up. I think Amanda just, oh, this is when Lauren broke her foot. So she was just being bossy and needy, and you're just over it.
Yeah. She gets, like, best sometimes. So, sorry, Lauren. You do.
Shout out to Lauren. You wanted to shout out for the podcast. Here you go, girl.
Most of the time, you're awesome. But sometimes I'm like, I can't.
And this is the night that she definitely could not. Mm-mm. So, Amanda calls me. She's at this point where she's getting a little Blair Witchy. So, Blair Witch, if you've never seen the movie,
research it. You don't actually see the witch, which is weird.
Okay, well, Amanda was out for blood that night.
Okay.
So, she calls me, or Rachel, one of the two, we have the phone, and you are screaming bloody murder on the phone. And we're like, what is going on? You're like, I'm so over her. Many words were said that I would not want to repeat on the podcast.
I don't even remember this. We'll have to say this after.
Yeah, and so we're like, okay, Amanda, where are you? I'm right down the street. I'm by your apartment. I'm just over. I just want to go home. When going home by yourself at this part of campus is not a good idea because you have to walk through the woods.
The trail.
The trail. The rape trail, as we called it. It was dark. There was no lights. And you had to go through the woods behind all these, like, weird houses.
Mm-hmm.
And so we're like, no, wait, we'll come and get you. So we're staying on the phone. Lauren comes out. She's mad about something. Not really sure what's going on. Hear Amanda talking to Lauren. Eventually, it turns into a screaming match. Amanda is screaming at the top of her lungs. I think you're at least like a quarter, maybe half a mile down the street. And it's to the point where we can hear you. We don't even have to be on the phone anymore. Like, we know exactly where you are. And we're like, oh my God. Stop. And you're like, I'm so tired of her. I can't even deal with this. I don't even want to go home. La, 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 la. And I was like, oh my God. I think eventually we just took you home.
But that pissed Lauren off that you guys did that. I remember that.
We took Amanda home because they couldn't be in the same even vicinity together or else someone was going to physically die because you were going to take her.
Who would win that fight?
I think at this point you were going to win because you were just like, you were going to cut her.
Yeah. There's some points
so
I think
So we
Lauren
took you home.
Win,
I'm pretty sure we got you some food and we just put you down on the couch and you like died on that little baby IKEA wannabe couch.
Oh my God. Do you remember, I think you were there, that it was like sophomore year welcome weekend where I went to that band party and I came back to your guys', this is just like drunk Amanda stories, came back to your guys' apartment and I was like, and I was going to spend the night in Rachel's bed and I was going to sleep over because it was just easier. And I was so drunk that I was like running and I whipped my head into your wall. I think you might have, I don't remember if you were out there.
Because
I fell and all of Emily's friends were sitting there watching me. And then I was like, Rachel, make me a sandwich. I found someone such a bitch. I promise not all the time I'm a bitch, but. And she was like, okay. And I was like, turkey and mustard. And she put mustard on and I was like, more. And she was
more
like,
and mustard.
Like, more mustard. And it was seriously, it was just a mustard
it
sandwich.
Was
and I was like,
the funniest thing that I like remember from college, it's not about you, it's about Rachel, because Rachel never got drunk. Shout out to Rachel too. You're just doing
yeah.
a bunch of shout outs. But this will be the last thing and then we'll get off here.
Okay.
But she just never got drunk. And for some reason, this night, none of us really got that drunk. But Rachel decided that she was just gonna, I think she just accidentally got drunk. And she, like, tried to disguise it.
She does that sometimes.
She, like, tried to disguise it. So we're, like, I'm in my back room just, like, chilling. Like, I had a couple drinks, but I'm good. Like, I'm just gonna watch a movie. And so all I hear is, ah! And I was like, what was that? And all the lights go off.
Oh, my God.
All the lights go off. And I was like, what is going on? I was like, Rachel, are you okay? And she's like, I'm okay, but I broke it. I was like, what are you talking about? She had taken a drink, and she spilt it on a power strip. And it shot down all the electricity except for in the kitchen. And I remember she was just sitting there, like, almost in tears by the power strip, just looking up, like, I broke it. Yeah, we're like, Rachel, it's going to be okay. Like, calm down. But every time I think of someone getting too drunk, I always think of that little story. I don't remember how we got the electricity back on, but...
Oh, my God. We could go on for hours. And I like, now all these stories are popping back up.
Yeah.
We'll have to do a story, if you guys ever want that, a story podcast. With pictures of the people that we're actually talking about.
Our college life.
Yeah, college. Oh, my God. We have
stories for days. I have a college shirt on, I'm pretty sure. Gold and maroon represent. Mm-hmm. Yesterday was their graduation day. So, holla at all the newly graduates. Welcome to the transitioning adult stage. It freaking sucks. Maybe eventually it'll get better, but...
it sucks. Don't do it. Stay in college forever.
Stay in college forever. If you want a master's degree, just go do it.
Honestly. Just do it. You got time.
All right. Well, this was a 45-minute episode of Not So Sober Thoughts. Thanks for tuning in.
Oh, shout out to... Did you want to do a shout out?
Oh, yeah. I wanted to shout out Allison Spittle. We briefly mentioned a question that she did last podcast, and she was a little disappointed that she didn't get an actual shout out. So this week I will be putting her Instagram on our Instagram. Go follow her. She's pretty cool. She's funny. She doesn't really do any content though, but she's a pretty face to look at every once in a while on Instagram, I guess.
You like those, right?
Yeah. So thanks for watching again, and we will see you next time. Bye.
Wait, shut up.